Coaching as Benevolence, a podcast for people who are curious about using coaching for self-development. I'm Erin with Roots and Wings Grief and Loss Coaching.
And I'm LaShawn with Michelle Sage Place Positive Intelligence Coaching.
We are happy to have Kim Jandro on our podcast today. Erin is away. She had to go out of town unexpectedly due to a family emergency. And so it will be me and Kim today talking about her coaching journey. Kim Jandro is a coach, emotional and body code practitioner, certified end-of-life doula, and the heart behind Healing Pathways Coaching, blending practical coaching, intuitive guidance, and powerful energy healing. She helps people release emotional clutter, build resilience, and align with their soul's truth. With her training as a death doula, Kim offers compassionate guidance through sacred transitions, supporting clients in navigating grief, preparing for end of life, or creating more peace in their everyday lives. She has developed signature programs such as Sacred Transitions and Aligned Pathways, and is a sought-after speaker at wellness events. Kim empowers people to heal deeply, embrace change, and live fully with purpose and joy. We are so happy to have you here on our podcast today. Kim, can you tell our listeners just a little bit more about your coaching journey, how you got to where you are now, and any exciting projects you have going on right now?
Well, thank you for having me on today. I'm excited to be here. So my coaching journey started pretty early in life. I was told I had dyslexia as a kid, that I was going to be retarded and was never going to get anywhere. And that's where my journey with schooling and came along. So school was not my thing. I started college a few times and didn't get anywhere. And then I finally started, you know, doing my own healing journey or healing during this as I got older. I also ended up in an abusive marriage. I had three kids. He ended up being, when I decided to leave, he ended up stalking me. He kidnapped my kids. So there was a lot of healing I had to go through that journey of, you know, being hurt and trying to raise three kids. And so during that journey, I found my voice a little bit in my own healing. And, you know, you go to counselors or therapists, and then you go to healers to try and heal those wounds. So then as I went along, finally, I did some enough healing to where I went and got my bachelor's in alternative medicine. So then that is like, oh, coaching was my thing because I had gone through so many things in my own healing that I felt that I could help others heal. And through a relationship and which wasn't with toxic spouses and stuff. And that's where I found the emotional body code. And I had a couple sessions done, found out that that was, it turned my relationship around really quick. And so I did some intuitive work. I did some emotional body code work, and it turned my life around. So it was time to take that journey and help others with it. Because, you know, we all, you know, I feel that my life challenges have brought me to where I am. I've also, you know, just estranged from my kids and my grandkids because of my relationship and their viewpoints of things. And so that's also with my family. And so that also added another layer of heal and hurt. And so you just, you know, you keep going as a healer and a coach because you can help other people that are going through those difficult journeys, you know, and to give them the support and coaching and the layers of healing. So it just kept going. And that's where I found the emotional body code and my healing. And I did some self-awareness courses. And my most recent was being got certified as end-of-life doula, which is very, how do you call it, touching, gratifying, You know, it just adds another layer to helping others. You know, as a healer, I think you just kind of tend to help others heal through your own, you know, your own, sometimes through your own pain, you know, it brings you to helping others.
Yeah. So. Your story is so beautiful. And thank you for being so open and honest about what you went through with an abusive relationship, and then your husband or your ex-husband taking the kids. And I mean, that must have been quite the experience to go through, the fear. I've noticed in your story, a story of resilience, a story of service, a story of just looking for that healing that, you know, that you needed at the time. And then not only that, extending it to others. And can you tell me a little bit more, and our listeners a little bit more, about the emotion body code? What is that, and what does that entail?
So the emotional body code is a system that tests your energy within our body. So we're all energy. So I go in through muscle testing, and I do it with my fingers, interlocking my fingers, because most of my clients are on Zoom. So I will ask your body if it's okay if I tap in to ask the questions. And then I ask the questions you're looking for. Is there a reason, you know, do we need to, as a childhood trauma, is there something we need to release around it? Or are you, you know, stuck, like money stuck, or, you know, self-sabotage maybe. So then I ask your body, I find out where that energy is in your body through a software that I have. So it'll tell me exactly where in your body, such as like your bladder has like blaming, dread, fear, horror, peeved, conflict. So these are emotions that are just in your bladder alone. And I would say probably 99% of the clients start out a lot of time with that in their body. Well, and then the imbalances you could notice is just like your left shoulder could be hurting, or your mid back. These are just symptoms that you might be feeling, and your body's trying to tell you, you have this stuff that's stuck in there, this energy that's stuck in there. So from that, then you go over your meridian from here to here three times if it's regular. But if it's inherited, I'll find out exactly which side of the family, which grandparent, and how many generations back that you've picked that up. And that'll be 10 times you'll go over the meridian. It's such a simple tool, but it's a very powerful. And I look at it as when we go over that meridian, like we do, we're basically cutting away, you know, you're taking away that energy that's wrong, you know, and getting it out of your body. You're stopping it from keep going in. And broadcasting messages. That's a big one lately too, because we broadcast so much the fear, the I'm not worthy, I'm not, you know, good enough, I'm not in line with the divine. You know, there's so many of those emotions that we don't realize that we carry, whether we've heard it, whether we've just picked it up. It's, you know, it's all, or, you know, we could be in a group and pick that energy up. So then we just release that energy. And at the end of a session, I always energize your chakras, and I put you into God's light or whatever your belief system, your universe, your divine, whatever that might be. I kind of protect you in a bubble from those sessions, after the sessions, to keep you in balance and mind.
That's great. Thank you for clarifying that. That gives me a better understanding of what you mean by emotional body code, right? And
right.
Also just how the body sends us signals or signs of things that are out of alignment. So for example, like what you said about the bladder, and then that you're working with the body and you're working with that energy. And I, you know, I'm really curious because, you know, as coaches, we know the importance of feeling into things, feeling into the body. Have you worked with clients who are completely separated? And this happens in trauma too, where you separate your mind from your body. And you're not really sure what someone means when they say, where do you feel that in your body? And it's kind of a weird question. So how do you approach that when a client is like, what kind of question is that? You know?
Yep. Well, you know, because it's like sometimes if they're like so closed off, I do a different kind of heavier duty clearing before we even start, because I always make sure I'm tapped in to somebody to ask them. But I'll ask them, they'll, you know, say like, well, you know, I don't know, my shoulder kind of hurts or something. So then I'll ask the body, is there something we need to clear off of that? And it'll tell me if it's a toxin, if it's something, their mood, it could be that they have no will to do something and it's stuck in that shoulder area, you know, but it's just all depends on what they're, you know, looking for, because sometimes they don't even realize it. Most of the time, they don't really realize it.
Right. I like that you ask the body directly. And what does that look like in a session when you ask the body directly?
It just is kind of the same thing. I'll just say, is there something, is there, like I have a client that has back pains all the time. I'm like, is there something we need to clear off the back to take away the pain? And it'll go through, I mean, it could be 30 emotion. It could be 30 different energy areas we've cleared out of the body just in the lower back, you know, maybe of what they've gone on. And it could be, you know, misalignment. It could be, so it could vary from one spectrum to the other. It could be just one simple, a little emotion, but your body will tell me, or it could tell me what age something happened that energy got stuck in your body.
Wow.
When it wants to really talk, it'll talk. And you'll be like, you didn't know that. But your body will tell me that.
Oh, that's so interesting. And so you said you do this online. Do you also do one-on-one in person?
I do. I live in Loveland. So I spears people that, you know, not sure about the doing the Zoom. They'd rather have some of it in person, you know, because of, I guess, of, they're like, oh, I don't know about this stuff, you know, but they'll come to my house and have a session. But it's the same. You get the same results. It's just, I think people are more, not as skeptic maybe when you're in person than you are over Zoom.
Oh, okay. So. That's great. So I'm thinking about in terms of like, you have the emotional body code, and there's some other practices that you do. Can you tell us more about what those practices are and how you got into them?
My big things are, I'm a huge journaler. So those are my practices. Are journaling is one of, I think, the strongest healing things you could probably do for yourself. Meditating, journaling, because I think that helps you, writing letters to people that you to open yourself up. I think that's what you're kind of asking, right? Yes. Those things that are, so meditating, clearing myself, trying to stay in present and keep that vibration as high as I can to help others. But I think I'm always, I do classes, I do soul collage workshops, I do speaking, teaching people how to do it them, some of that stuff themselves. And during after sessions, you know, I always give people things to kind of say or do to keep themselves in that space at all times. So,
oh, that's great.
So, and workshops are, yeah. I guess I have packages too, you know, for people to do some of it in the privacy of their own homes.
Okay, that's great. Excellent. So you do speaking engagements. And so do you mostly just talk about your journey? Do you talk about the different tools that are available to people for healing? What are some of the topics that you talk about when you do speaking engagements?
I have done property management on how to prevent burnout. That's been a big one lately because, you know, I think in busy industries, you tend to get overwhelmed and, you know, too much. So I teach them how to take step back and, you know, take that so they don't get that burnout. So to protect their selves. I'm big on, I have an emotional backpack that I show to people that shows the emotions, like, okay, this is what you put in on your invisible backpack every day. I mean, it could be guilt and fear and all that. That's a huge thing for me I display it because it is something that it's visual for people to see, But you know, for all those emotions, you're adding, like, you could add 5 pounds for every one of those emotions that you put on your back every day from the time you get up and you take on everybody's shizzle. I'm big on the shizzle. And, but you know, at the end of the day, you know, that's what I'm here to help for those ones that can't get rid of that stuff and, you know, take some of that weight off of them, their back that we pick up.
I love the image of that invisible backpack. You know, how we carry things that we may not need to carry. And so I love that image of the invisible backpack, the things that we put into our invisible emotional backpack.
I don't know if it shows on the thing, but this, my backpack I take to things.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So
it has different things on it because we carry so much, you know?
Right. So it's a backpack with the different emotions that you put on the backpack. Do you do that with your clients? Do you do that in workshops where people have a backpack and they stick it on there?
Yes. Yes, I do. Yep.
Oh, that's great.
I have, you know, a thing to kind of get rid of things with a backpack. Okay, take a couple minutes. Put what's on your backpack. What do you feel today? What is it that you need to get rid of? Or, you know, what's weighing you down today? You know?
Yeah. Absolutely. Yes. Just having that visual and know, you know, maybe even just feeling that, like a backpack on your back, you just have that weight of emotions. And it really illustrates how emotions can really weigh us down. And you mentioned about burnout as well. Is there any like go-to daily exercises that you would recommend people do that will help them mitigate that burnout?
That would be like taking a couple minutes, just maybe back away from your desk, take those deep breaths and just kind of take, you know, a couple minutes or step away from your desk, go for a quick little like out the door and come back in, or just those few seconds can make a huge difference on how you react to things, how you can calm yourself down, the stresses of it, the burnout around responding to emails, because, you know, we answer phones and emails and, you know, deal with social media, all that stuff. And we just tend to burn ourselves out on so much of it. But just taking that time before you answer that email, write it out and then put it away. Don't send it yet. Come back to it, you know, later on, and make sure that that's really what you want to say after you've taken a few steps or taken those breaths, or, you know, just do something that takes you away from that for a moment. Just resets your brain, your emotions, anything that's going on around it.
Absolutely. And as you said that, I was taking a breath myself. You know, it's so easy to like go from email to email to phone call to meeting to meeting and not really give yourself that time to collect yourself, to get grounded, to be in the present, because you're going to that next thing, that next thing, that next thing. And the way that things are now, like with, you know, the political climate and the way that it seems that things are just really ramped up, emotions are high, and it gets to the point where maybe you just want to unplug, or you just want to, maybe you feel numb. I mean, that is a trauma response as well, just to go numb and not to feel those feelings. I think just having this conversation and also knowing that you can give yourself time, even if it's just 2 minutes, to step back and give yourself that time to be in a space where it's not that constant intensity and that constant going from one thing to another, to another, to another, to another.
Yep.
So yeah, thank you for that.
Because as humans, that's what we do. You know, that's just, and that's what we're made to do. And we've got to take that time. I mean, 2 minutes is so quick. 3 minutes, you know, is so quick that, but it can change so much so fast, you know?
Yeah. And there's that feeling, that urgency that comes with social media, that comes with electronic media, like emails, texting. It's just, things are so fast. They come in so fast, and it's easy for those things to pile up. And it's easy to think, oh my gosh, if I don't answer this email in this very second, I'm going to, damage the relationship, or I'm going to miss out on an opportunity. So what, those narratives that we tell ourselves, that I have to be on top of it, that I have to answer an email within, however many 30 seconds, but when I receive it, those kinds of pressures that we put on ourselves.
But we put that on ourselves.
Yes.
It's not that they expect it like that, but once we set the expectations that I'm not going to answer it that fast, then it changes that whole thing, because we've put that pressure. We ought to do this, and we shouldn't put that on ourselves or the clients that we're dealing with,
Absolutely. That self-imposed urgency, that self-imposed perfection, that perfectionism. Yep. I've got to be so put together and I have to, answer that email. And, I have to have all my ducks in the row,
Exactly.
So I want to go back to that whole self-care thing. As coaches, it's really important that we are taking care of ourselves, that we are grounded, that we're not bringing any of that shizzle, as you said, into the client space. What do you do as a coach, Kim, to, take care of yourself and make sure that you are fully present for your clients when you're working with them?
Lately, like I said, I do the journaling because I'm big on it. Sometimes it's just sitting on the couch and vegging in front of some stupid show. I like to go and do swim classes. So I like to just get in the water and just kind of take that hour just to shut everything down kind of thing. And I do a lot of clearings. I'm constantly clearing myself constantly because I pick up everything from everybody, no matter where it's at. So I'm always... I feel like I'm always doing something, but then sometimes I feel like I'm not doing enough or I'm not doing it at all, So it just kind of depends on the day and who I've, worked with or, so.
Yeah, absolutely.
Try to do whatever you can. Meditation, I'm not great at it. Yeah. I do it, but I'm not, it's not one of my biggest, it's not comes real easy for me for whatever reason.
Right. Yeah. I've kind of been in and out of the meditation pool. Sometimes I dip my toe in and other times I'm kind of waist, up to my waist in it, but never really fully immersed.
No, it's taken a while.
Yeah. It's just one of those things. And there's so many different tools out there and so many different resources for healing. It doesn't have to be meditation. It's not the be all and end all. Sometimes people really take to meditation. It's like, the best way to do it for you. It sounds like, Kim, journaling is good for you. Being in the pool is also something that helps. And clearing, can you say a little bit more about clearing? What is the practice of clearing?
I have this big saying that I do. I release all the hexes and the vexes and the voodoos, anything that I pick up. I always, and it's a lot bigger than what I would do for everybody else because I pick up, and then I also do emotional body code myself. I try and make sure that I go through and clear my house. I do that quite a bit. I sage a lot. I also sage us, in the house a lot. And then I bubble up our house and I make sure I close off portholes. So there's a lot I feel that I do around my house and myself to keep me from, in the shower, I'm always like bubble me up. I put mirrors so they reflect, takes away everybody else's stuff. So there's all kinds of things all the time. I feel like, especially if I'm out and about. Yeah. Or my dog picks it up too.
Yeah.
She likes to take on a lot of it. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. So I love the bubbling, the reflecting, all of those things that just kind of create a safe space around you and the people that you love. So, like, for example, if someone is in a conversation with someone and they're highly sensitive, let's say. So for our listeners who are highly sensitive and may not have some of the resources that you have talked about that coaches have at their disposal, where when they're having a conversation with someone, and let's say that person is venting or they're complaining, and you're a highly sensitive person, and you're just like, your backpack is just full of that person's
Everybody
complaints,
else's
right?
stuff. Yeah.
All that shizzle. So,
Yeah.
like, what is one thing that, or two things that that person in that moment can do to protect themselves from either walking away with that person's stuff or being even aware that they're carrying it? Because sometimes we don't even know that other people's shizzle is not our shizzle, you know, that kind of thing.
Yep. Well, because sometimes, you know, you walk into that conversation and your mood was, you were great when you walked in there, you were high vibration, or, you know, felt really high, I guess. And then all of a sudden you listen to them and you're just like completely drained, you know, that's, then, you know, you've picked up their stuff, you know, you've taken on all their energy, and they've probably walking away just like you started to come in there, you know, because you've taken it all. So it can be very draining, very tired. So I'm always like, I release all negative energies attached or around me. So I'm big on saying kind of those things and just envisioning, just kind of just taking that moment and just saying, okay, I'm just bubbling myself up. This isn't mine. It needs to stay over there, you know, and I take back my energy cleansed and aligned and give it theirs back, you know. So I'm, you know, sayings are a big thing for me. They just have been always, especially since I've learned this stuff, just saying, I release all negative energies attached to me or around me, you know. It's just something simple like that. It gets rid of it, you know, pretty quick.
Yeah.
So bubbling up.
Yeah,
bubbling
bubbling
up.
Up. Yeah.
Bubbling up.
Yeah, and I love that, just returning their energy, not carrying that with you. And yeah, being aware, like if your mood's really high and you have a conversation with a colleague or a friend or an acquaintance and they're dumping on you and you leave feeling drained and just icky, then you know, hey, that's not mine. I'm gonna, like you said, bubble up and give that energy back to that person or back to, you know, a bigger source maybe, but just not carry it with you. I love that. Love that. I'm wondering, Kim, I'm going to shift a little. Work with lots of people and you, you know, work in groups, it sounds like, and you also work one-on-one. What is a success story or a story of growth that you have seen with a client or a group of people that you've worked with, where you have seen them go from being a certain way to being another way? So can you talk us through like a success story with one of your clients?
Oh, I'd love to. I up here, there's this lady, she has Boozy Treats. So she would come, she does mortgages, but she has now it's Boozy Treats. So it's cupcakes and cookies and stuff that has booze in it. I mean, she does some without it, but she has booze in it.
Okay.
But, and she's been to some events, but she came to me because she felt she just self-sabotaged herself on her Boozy Treats. So that's the one we worked on. And she'll talk to you. I mean, she'll tell you. So she doesn't mind me talking about her because she's like, this is a big thing for her.
Yeah.
But we went from her self-sabotaging herself. She just would be like going really good and then all of a sudden just back off. Well,
yeah.
We got to a point where we cleared her and she went and her Boozy Treats is like soaring. She went and got a trailer. So she goes to events now with her trailer. She's now opening a space up here in Loveland. And it's all around doing clearings, self-sabotage, her money things, all the things shifted. Her mortgage stuff is there, but she really worked on the Boozy Treats part of it. And she has just soared since we've worked together. I've cleared her new space. So things have just like soared for her. From what, a year ago when we were working together to now, she's just, it's unbelievable how far she's gone. And she doesn't feel that weight of that she can't do it now, you
That's
know,
amazing.
Or like she's like hurt herself in any way, sabotaging herself, I guess. So she has no feel of that anymore. But then when she feels kind of down sometimes, and she'll be like, okay, we need to do a quick clearing again, you know, but has stayed up and she has just soared like crazy. Her business is just taking off.
That's
So
wonderful.
That's
To
a big
hear.
one.
That's great. Excellent. So just by being aware of the self-sabotage and then coming to you for the clearing and finding the source of that really helped to free the energy to allow her to tap into the abundance that she's due, right? You know, that we're all attached to, I believe. That's wonderful. That's great to hear. So how about any exciting projects that you have going right now?
Well, I just launched a healing for beginners, just a kind of a basic package. Getting ready to launch a bigger one that has more depth to it. There will also be a teen one, all around teens and dealing with the pressures of being a teen and kind of a workshop around it to help them navigate, the pressures of what's going on. So those are my biggest projects coming up and
Well,
helping others.
I'd love to hear that you're doing something for teens because it does seem that things are, I mean, if I remember back when I was a teen, it didn't seem to be that we're so, there's so much information out there and it can be over-simulating. I think for teens, I have a teen myself and I can see how she, and when you talked about the backpack, I can see that she's carrying so much, not only of her stuff, but of her friend's stuff. And her family stuff, you know, and I think that's so great that you're providing that service to teens. That's wonderful. And it's teens of male, female, all.
It's from age 12 to 18. The program will be, and it'll be a Zoom group thing too, and then it'll be kind of like, them talking to me, or I've cleared a few teens. I have clients that have teens, and we've cleared them. And them being young like they are, it is like turned their whole way. I mean, I have one that didn't like to travel. She hated to travel. It feared her. We cleared around it, and now she has no problem doing it. So they're so new and they're still fresh to life that they are easier to clear and easier to navigate getting rid of that stuff. So just teaching them how to do it, to be in their own space and to take care of themselves.
That's beautiful. So wonderful to hear. So it's online.
Yeah, it's going to be online. I'm just finishing it up in the last week or so, so I'm trying to get all the finalization to it. But yeah, it'll be online. It'll be an online course for them,
Oh,
to help them.
that's great. Well, I'm sure our listeners would love to hear more about that and more about, you know, the things that you're doing and how to get a hold of you. And we will also share that in the episode details as well. But for now, can you just tell our listeners where they can find you and yeah, how they can get on your mailing list or
Right now, my discover I have a free discovery call, 30-minute free discovery call, and that is on paperbell.me/Kim-Jandro. I am on Facebook, Healing Pathways Coaching, or Kim Jandro, whichever one you want to be on. I put the information on both. So, and then I'm on LinkedIn, it's Kim Jandro, and I'm also on Instagram. Or you can just email me at, let's see, my email is kimjandro@gmail.com. It's the easiest one.
Okay.
So just reach out. Love to have conversations, love to talk, love to, figure out how I can help you.
Wonderful. Well, at this time, we usually wrap up with a coaching nugget of wisdom. It usually Erin or I go, but since our dear Erin is not here today, I will
You
go.
get
And then,
to
Kim, if you
do
can
it.
close us out with a coaching nugget of wisdom. So I would say I really, that backpack that you mentioned with the emotions on it really does resonate with me. And I want to leave that with our listeners, a question. What are you carrying and what can you put down or give to a higher power or to, you know, give to the universe or whatever you feel is a higher benevolent power in your life? So Kim, how about you?
I would say know who weighs you down and don't take on their stuff. Know yourself and know who those people are in your life that weigh you down and take and weigh your backpack down as you would put on there, just maybe don't be around them so much. I hate to say that, but it's true. So.
Yeah.
be cautious, be aware of what you do and who you're around.
Wonderful. So thank you so much. Again, we have been talking with Kim Jandro, a coach, emotional and body code practitioner, certified end-of-life doula, and the heart behind Healing Pathways Coaching. Please look at our episode details for more information on how you can get a hold of Kim and work with her and learn more about how you can heal, how you can protect yourself from those negative energies that are not yours and that are yours, that you can just clear out. Kim is your girl. She can help you out there. Thank you again, Kim, for being here. And yeah, thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. Loved it.
Thanks for joining us for Coaching as Benevolence. I'm LaShawn with Michelle Sage Place, Positive Intelligence Coaching.
And I'm Erin with Roots and Wings, Grief and Loss Coaching.
Have a benevolent day.